Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Katie Smith, a social worker with HCI Hospice Care Services, about National Healthcare Decisions Day, which is tomorrow. National Healthcare Decisions Day is coming up later this week. Can you explain what that encompasses?
Yeah, National Healthcare Decision Day is actually a collaborative effort of national, state, and community organizations that want to make sure that adults with decision-making capacity in the United States have the information and the opportunity to document their healthcare decisions and communicate those to their loved ones and their doctors.
And are there certain documents that they need to fill out ahead of time?
Yes. While someone has decision-making capabilities, they can fill out power of attorney for healthcare and living will paperwork. They can also fill out advance directives that specifically document what they would like for their healthcare. And there are also power of attorney for finances and, of course, wills that you can do with your lawyer as well.
When somebody does this, do they need to make family members aware so that they know when the time comes that these documents exist?
Yes, very much so. Having a power of attorney or an advance directive is useless if no one knows that it's there. And the point is to name someone to be your voice when you're no longer able to. They only take effect when you're not able to voice your own healthcare decisions.
And as a social worker with HCI, do you see these helpful for a lot of families?
I really do. Telling your family what your healthcare decisions are can really take a lot of pressure off of your family, them knowing what you want and not feeling like they have to make those decisions for you can really reduce family conflict and can really make people aware of what your choices are and to be able to follow your wishes.
And what are some of the things that people should consider when they're sitting down to make these directives?
Well, they really want to make sure that they're talking to the people that they would like to name as their healthcare decision maker when they're no longer able to voice their decisions. And they want those people to be someone who will follow what their wishes are.
And do you see most people having these, or is it the minority?
Actually, only about 50% of people who are severely or terminally ill have advance directives in place. And it's very important, whether you have a terminal illness or not, to fill out these advance directives because none of us know what's going to happen. There could be a time when we can't express what our healthcare decisions are, even if we're not diagnosed with a terminal illness.
So this isn't necessarily just for the aging population, but for any adult?
Yes, very much so.
And once an advance care directive is set, is it set in stone?
It's not. They can be changed or canceled at any time. And it's very important that you give copies of those documents, not only to the family members listed, but also to your doctors so that they know what your wishes are.
And are there samples of these directives somewhere that people could check out?
Yes, definitely. We actually have free advanced care planning packets available at HCI Care Services office in Mount Pleasant. And you can call 319-385-4472 if you're interested in those. There's also more information on our website, which is HCICareServices.org. or at www.nationalhealthcaredecisionsday.org.
And before I let you go, if you had to highlight one reason in particular that you would like to see people consider doing this, what would it be?
Really just so that your family knows what your healthcare wishes are. There can be a lot of turmoil, and some people express guilt when they don't know what their family member would want when they're no longer able to voice their healthcare decisions. It's a great gift for your family to be able to tell them what you want for your healthcare.
That's been today's Washington Page with Katie Smith with HCI Hospice Care Services, speaking about National Healthcare Decisions Day. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.